Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Mem Beis, four lines from the top of Daf Mem Beis and Aleph, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. As we've already discussed, there's a difference between the dinam of a nevela and the dinam of a trefa. We also know that a nevela is an animal that dies without a proper shechita, and we know it is a concept of tumas nevela. We already discussed differences between a nevela of a behema or a nevela of an ayif. Our parak will begin by discussing the various trefas, and generally we define a trefa as an animal that has a mortal defect. And as we will see, there's a famous machlekes tanoim, if trefa chaya or trefa ina chaya, but certainly both madam hold that at some point the trefa will die, and the only question is if the trefa will certainly die within 12 months, or will not necessarily die within 12 months, but will die at some point from this defect. And the term mentions the issa of trefa in Pashish Mishpatim, and as the Pasuk states, va'anshi kodesh tiyanlu, basu basa the trefa loisechelu, lakel tashlich naisa, and the Torah doesn't define what a trefa is. However, as we will see in our Gemara, that trefa is based on Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai, and that Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai taught us that there are 18 different types of trefas. Certainly, as we will see in Rashi, and we will see in the Gemara, that there are definitely more than 18 trefas, and therefore, when we discuss 18 trefas, we're really discussing 18 various categories of trefas, and the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita actually brings a list of 70 different trefas. And in addition, as we will see in our Mishnah, as well as our Gemara, that it could even be a machlekes as to what the initial 18 trefas are, and there also could be a machlekes if there's actually halacha l'mishmei Sinai that there are actually 18 trefas. Maybe the halacha l'mishmei Sinai was a bit different, as we will see in our Gemara. Before we begin, that nowadays there are various beautiful picture books and svarim, as well as videos that are available in order to be able to visualize exactly what our Mishnayis and what our Gemaris will be discussing. Therefore, we won't try to describe in great detail all the various items, as this is beyond the scope of what we're trying to accomplish in this year, and we will mention the various parts of an animal that our Mishnah as well as our Gemara will discuss, and we will not discuss them in great detail, and we will discuss them further when we learn the Gemara, and we will not always translate these words when we learn the Gemara, and we will try to mention these words based on the order that they are found in our Mishnah and our Gemara. And the Mishnah starts off by discussing the veshet, which is the food pipe, or the esophagus, or the gullet, and then the kana, or the gagera, which refers to the windpipe or the trachea. And the Mishnah then discusses the krem shel moich, the membrane or bag that surrounds the brain. And the Mishnah discusses the lev or the heart, as well as the beis chaloli shel lev, which refers to a chamber of a heart, and the shedra, which is the neck bone or the spine, which is made up of vertebrae, and the chutchal shedra, which is a spinal cord, as well as the kaved, which is the liver, which takes its name based on the fact that it's heavy and it's the heaviest organ in the animal and is the only organ that regenerates. And we know that even if one only has a small part of the liver left over, that it will regenerate and grow. Nowadays, they transplant a small part of a liver into a human being, and that grows into a full liver. And the Mishnah discusses the rea, which is the lung, and the lung has two different parts and two sections. And the Mishnah also discusses the beis hasimpinais, and at the end of the kana, so the kana divides off and branches off to two bronchi, which go into the lung, and in the lung, they branch off to multiple bronchi. There are multiple bronchi in the right and left side of the lung. And the Mishnah then speaks about the keva, which is the fourth stomach, as well as the mar, which is the gallbladder, as well as the dakin, which is the intestines, and the keres, which is the first stomach, which has an inner and outer area, and the hemsis and the beis hakaseis, which refer to the second and the third stomachs. And as we know, that one of the simanim of a kosher behema is that it's malas gira, and the process of being malas gira is that it goes through these four stomachs, as we will discuss further. And the Mishnah also discusses the tzelo, or tzelaisel, which refer to the ribs of the animal. We will also discuss the yad and the regal of an animal, and the yad always refers to the forelegs of the animal, and the regal or reglaim refer to the hind legs of the animal. And we will also discuss the kulya, or the kloyes, which refer to the kidneys, as well as the tchoil, which is the spleen, and the gogolus, which is the skull. The Gemara will discuss a case of nechtek or aglam in akuv v'lemayla, and this refers to the leg of the animal being amputated at a point that is higher than the joint that is between the sheik and yerech of the animal, that is the top joint of the thigh bone. We will discuss this further. And finally, the Gemara will discuss buka da'atma, and as Rashi explains, that the joint of the thigh bone is hollowed out, and there's a ball that sits inside that socket, and it rotates in the socket, and if that ball falls out of the socket, then that would not be an issue. However, if the ligament would also snap, then the animal would be a trefa. And as we will see on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that Ul will bring down that there are eight different types of things that could happen to an animal that that will cause them to become a treifa. And he lists 8 different categories, and there's a simon of Dun Chanak Nefesh. The list that Ulu brings down is the Kuva, Psuka, Netula, Chasura, Krua, Drusa, Nefula, and Shvura, and each one of these may apply to various different Avarim. We will refer to them in English as punctured, severed, removed, deficient, torn, clawed, fallen, and fractured. And I'm the first Rashi in our Mishnah, where Rashi explains Kol Neka B'mashu. Whenever our Mishnah discusses that an animal becomes a treifa by having a hole in a certain organ, that psul is even if the hole is a mashu. Of the 18 treifas that are listed in our Mishnah, 10 of them will refer to a nekev, and as we will see, that nikva veshet or krem shel moich or the lev or the rea or keva or moro or dakin or akaris aprimis or the hemsis or besakaises will be a treifa. And finally, before we begin our Mishnah, let us point out that our Mishnah will specifically be discussing the treifas by a behemah, and the Mishnah Dafnun Vavim and Aleph will discuss the treifas by oifas. And as the Mishnah states in Dafnun Vavim and Aleph, ve'ilu treifas ba'if, and I in the second tesis on Daf Mem Beis and Beis and Dibam Maschel v'Am Rabbi Huda Meshmuel v'chein l'treifa, where he brings down the famous sheet of Rabbi Notam, that even though we're discussing the treifas by behemah, aval odom the islay mazla by chesaron gulgolus im nekivas hakarim. Therefore, the halachis of treifas that apply by behemah do not necessarily all apply to an Adam. And I in Taisis, where he brings down various questions. And finally, 4 lines before the end of Taisis, Taisis states, Yesh l'chalek bein Adam l'behemah v'loy mitam rebein otam. Although certainly you could be mechal between the treifas of an Adam and a behemah, however, it's not based on the reasoning of Rebein otam and based on mazel, elo mishun de ba'odam akar matachtin kosher v'chazik yosim behemah v'mishamachi bay chisar and etzim nakivis elyoin v'behemah tachtin rach v'in sar chisar and etzim elyoin. And the only reason why we would make a chalek between a treif of an Adam and treif of a behemah is only if there's a difference in mitzias. However, avu b'davish shav b'zeh u'b'zeh ein l'chalek b'neim klal ayin sham. Based on this hakdama, let us now begin our new parak and a new Mishnah. And the Mishnah states elu treifas by behemah, that these are the 18 categories of treifas by behemah. And the first one is nekuvas haveshed, if the esophagus is punctured, and as we saw from Rashi, that called neka b'mashu. And number 2, psukas hagageres, that if the trachea is severed, and as Rashi states, l'rachba b'ruba, and this only refers to if it's cut in the width of the trachea, and roiv of the trachea is severed, whether it would be psuka l'arka, then that would not be a psul, as long as the top and bottom of the trachea are still intact, and as we will discuss in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Dalam and Aleph. Number 3, nikev krem shel moich, that if the membrane of the brain was punctured, and number 4, nikev alev l'beis chaloloi, that if the heart was punctured through its chamber, and number 5, nirbash shidra v'nifsek if the spine was broken and the spinal cord was severed. And as Rashi points out, that the reason why the animal will be a treifa is not because it's nizbra shedra, but because it's nifsech achot. And as Rashi states, chodihi v'treifis idah mishum chotu v'nizbra shedra tani och l'musa nokat the psikas achot alidei shvir shedra. Number 6, nitel ha-kovein v'loi nishtari menuklum, if the liver was completely removed and nothing remains of the liver, then the animal would be a treifa. Number 7 and number 8, hareish nikva ishechasra, if the lung was punctured or was deficient. And as Rashi points out, that the Gemara will ask, that l'chir, since we already stated that hareish nikva is pasul and is in a treifa, so certainly if it's chasra, it will be a treifa. And as Rashi states, b'gemara parach hainu nekev. And the Mishnah tells us, Rav Shimon Ime, achi t'nakev l'beisas impinez, that the only way the animal will become a treifa is only if the rei was pierced and it went through all the way to the branchi. Number 9, nikva kiva, which refers to the fourth stomach, and number 10, nikva mara, if the gallbladder was punctured, and number 11, nikva dakin, if the intestines were punctured, and number 12, hakaris haprimish nikva, that if the inner part of the first stomach was punctured, and number 13, oishinikra roiv echitzena, or roiv of the outer part of the first stomach was torn, then the animal will be a treifa. And the Gemara continues and brings a sheet to Rabbi Huda, as Rabbi Huda imhak deila tefach, baktana beruba, and as we'll see, the Rabbi Huda is not differentiating between a behemoth gas and a behemoth dako, and he's just differentiating between smaller and larger animals. And he agrees with Tanakama that when it's nikra roiv chitzena, that would be a treifa, but that's only by a smaller animal, and even if roiv would be less than a tefach, however, by a larger animal, the only way it'll be a treifa is only if a tefach was torn, and even if that would be less than roiv. And the Mishnah continues with the 14th and 15th of the treifas, as hemses ubeisa kaisa shenikvu luchot, and as Rashi explains that the hemses and beisa kaisa are right next to each other, and they're the second and third stomachs, and there is an open space between them where the food could travel from from one stomach to the other, and certainly if there's a hole that develops in any part of these stomachs that are attached to each other, there's now an additional hole where food could travel between the two stomachs, then that would not cause the animal to be a trefa. However, if the hemsis or beis hakaseis develops a puncture that goes outside of the hemsis and beis hakaseis, basically there's now an open space between the hemsis and the inside cavity of the animal where food could drip into the animal's cavity, and similarly by the beis hakaseis, then the animal will be a trefa. Nayin Rashi and Dibur Maschil beis hakaseis soif hakeresh akarim pantsa also kekriva v'kari beis hakaseis, and it's made like a hat and it's called the beis hakaseis as they look like cups, and the hemsis mechubabai and the hemsis and beis hakaseis are attached to each other, even though when you look at it it would seem that it's one item. However, v'sav l'chiburim k'shatam avdilon yish defil n'zeh v'defil n'zeh, but they're really considered separate organs and you could separate them from each other. When an animal eats food, then eventually it goes into the beis hakaseis, which is the second stomach, and it goes into the hemsis, which is the third stomach, and then it goes into the keva, which is the fourth stomach, and finally will go into the dakin, which are the intestines. And as we explained, it only becomes a trefa with nikvu l'chutz, sha'nekev nirim b'chutz, uchagayin sh'nikvu oizeh oizeh, sh'loi b'makam chiburin, la'fuke sh'nikvu b'makam chiburin b'shtei d'fniseh, va'nekev hoylech b'chalol shalzeh l'chalol shalzeh, as we explained. And our Mishnah continues with the 16 of the trefais, as naflu min agag, that if the animal fell off a roof, and when the Mishnah mentions a roof, it's lav dafka roof, and it just means that it fell from an area that was 10 tefachim above the ground. And as Rashi explains, v'shachta miyad, and if you would shecht it immediately, then it would be a trefa, and even if you would inspect all the avarim, and you wouldn't find any issues, and with the naked eye, one would not be able to see that this animal has any deficiencies, and l'chari, why would it be a trefa? However, this is exactly the halacha Mishnah Misinai, that in this case, the animal would be a trefa. And as Rashi states, afal pishein sheva nirba, choshes shes rasku, and v'nisparkwe v'ra, v'in tam b'trefa, shalacha Mishnah Misinai, of the Gemara Oma, shem shosem eis la'eis b'shachta k'shira, v'afal pishle omda, and the Gemara will teach us that if you will leave this animal for 24 hours and then you will shecht it, and even if it never stood up on its own and it actually seems very unhealthy, however, since it already lived for 24 hours and after you shecht it, you actually inspected all its organs and it seems that everything is okay, then the animal will be kosher and will not be a trefa. And the Mishnah continues that the 17th of the trefais is the shtabu reiv tzaliseh, even if the animal did not fall but most of its ribs were broken, so it would be a trefa. And we know that an animal has 13 ribs on each side of the animal. Ayin Rashi nishtabu reiv tzaliseh beloy shum nefila, it would still be a trefa of the Gemara Mefarish my reiv. And following the Mishnah list, the 18th of the trefais, Drusa says Eiv, that if an animal is clawed by a wolf, then it would be considered a trefa. And Ayin Rashi shehika bitziporno v'matal by oris v'sarfa, that it causes venom or germs to go into the animal and it burns up its organs and eventually the animal will die. And the Mishnah continues and brings the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and as we'll see in the Gemara, that the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain the Tanakhama, or is coming to be chiluk on the Tanakhama, and we will learn that Rabbi Yehuda is actually coming to be chiluk on the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda states that even though you just stated that one of the 18 trefas are drusa sa'iv, however drusa sa'iv bedaka, that if an animal is clawed by a za'iv, it would only become a trefa if it's a behemoth daka, or of course if it would be an oif, or drusa sa'iv begasa, if a behemoth gasa is clawed by a lion, then it would be a trefa. However, if a behemoth gasa is clawed by a wolf, it would not become a trefa. The Mishnah now continues and discusses the din of a trefa by an oif, and some explain that it is a continuation of the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and some explain that it is going back on the Tanakhama. And as the Mishnah continues, drusa neitz ba'if hadak, or drusa gas ba'if hagas, if a small bird, and for example like a dove, is clawed by a neitz, which is a type of a bird, and Rashi explains it's referring to a sparrow hawk, and ayin tesis adaf samach gimel min aleph, or if a larger bird referring to a goose or chicken is clawed by an oif hagas, and Rashi explains that this refers to a large hawk, and ayin derashbu who explains this refers to a falcon, so these birds would be considered trefais, and ayin tesis divam masal drusa neitz gabi trefis oif hu shayach lemisni, that really we should have taught this din on daf nun vavim min aleph when the Mishnah discusses trefis of oif el mishim Rabbi Yehuda tonalei hacha, but since Rabbi Yehuda starts making chilukim between various types of animals, therefore our Mishnah continues and also discusses chilukim b'negei oifais. Ayin Rashi, where he points out, and Rabbi Yehuda explained that Jusa says Eiv is bedaka al begasa loy olam zirei lemiklei, and by Jusa re begasa the koshkin bedaka. And Rashi learns our Mishnah like the man the Omer holds that Rabbi Yehuda is being chel kan Tanakama. Therefore, Rashi continues with Tanakama sava olam zirei de zeiv lemiklei nam legasa, and Ayin Rashi boifadak referring to Tsipurim v'yoinim and oifagas referring to avzeis v'tanagolim. And finally, our Mishnah tells us that klal kol she'in kamoyachaya treifa, that this general rule, any mortal wound or defect in an animal, we're in a similar situation, that animal would not be able to live for the entire year, and that is considered a treifa. And I am unfortunately bothered that why did our Mishnah state zeh klal kol she'in kamoyachaya treifa, if the Mishnah should have stated zeh klal kol she'in achaya treifa. I am the bottom tesis on daflam and bezim and olive, and the last few lines of tesis, Tesis points out that our Mishnah is teaching us that even though certainly in our Mishnah we're talking about an animal that was already nishchat, and certainly this animal will not live a year, and the Mishnah is teaching us that the way we know that it's a treifa is if it would have been alive, it wouldn't have been able to live a full year, since other animals that have the same defect will not live for a full 12 months, ayin sham. And our Gemara now begins, Amar Shimon ben Lakish, the Reish Lakish is, remez l'treifa min atari minayin, that where do we find a remez to the din of treifa in the Torah? And the Gemara is, minayin, the how could he is, what is the makar for the din of treifa, if the pasuk states in Pash Mishpatim, who basa basad treifa loisa chelu, and the Gemara therefore explains, al remez l'treifa she'en achayim in atari minayin, the Reish Lakish really meant to say, that although certainly we know it is an issa to eat a treifa, but how do we know to define that a treifa is only that type of animal that has a mortal defect that will cause it to die within 12 months? And the Gemara continues to explain that the reason why Reish Lakish asked this question on our Mishnah is because the Ktani Sefer Zaklal Kol She'in Kamoy Chaya Treifa Meklal Treifa In Chaya and Minolon, and from the fact that the Sefer Mishnah ended off with a Klal and stated that a Treifa is defined as Kol She'in Kamoy Chaya, therefore we see that the Tanav our Mishnah holds that a Treifa is In Chaya and it will not live for longer than 12 months. And how do we know that that is the definition of a Treifa? And I am first bothered that since the Akdama we mentioned that even according to the Manda Omar that Treifa is Chaya, but certainly because of this defect it will not live forever and either will die in 2 or 3 years, etc. And even though our Mishnah stated Zeh Klal Kol She'in Kamoy Chaya is a Treifa, but how do we know that it's going like the Manda Omar that Treifa in a Chaya, as potentially our Mishnah could even be going according to the Manda Omar that Treifa Chaya? And Ayin Rashi points out that even though from this Pasuk and Pasuk Mishpatim that states Basa Treifa Leisei Chelu, Gemara Masechtas Makis already learned that Basa Kachim Shiyetze Chutzim Chitzasai will be Pasol. However, Mikol Makam Treifa Mashma Treifa Mamish, that certainly the Pasuk was referring to a regular Treifa as well. And as some explained, that if the Pasuk only wanted to teach us that Basa Kachim Shiyetze Chutzim Chitzasai is Pasol, then the Pasuk could have just stated Basa Basada Leisei Chelu. However, since the Pasuk states Basa Basada Treifa Leisei Chelu, Yoshma Mino Tati, and we can learn both dinim from this Pasuk. And our Gemara continues and brings the makar that treif is defined as an animal that will not live, and as the pasuk states in Pasha Shmini, Dabru el bnei Yisrael lemo zoysa chaya sheteichlu mikol behema shalla oretz. And as we previously explained, that since this pasuk will be discussing the behemais, so why does it start off as zoysa chaya? Therefore, we learn chaya chol she'ina chaya loy seichol mechlad the treif loy chaya, that it's only an animal that can live that you're able to eat. However, if there's an animal that will not have the ability to live for 12 months, then it's also to eat that animal, as that animal is considered treifa. And Ayin Rashi explains that the makar is as kari bezois chaya ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues on the manda omer treifa chaya minolon, that according to the manda omer a hold that treifa can live for yud beis chodesh, and at some point after 12 months it will die based on this defect. How do we know that that is actually true? And zok the Gemara nafgalei mizois chaya sheteichlu. He actually learns it from the same pasuk, but he learns that the pasuk states zois chaya, and the word zois is a miyut, and therefore we learn zoysa chaya achol, that it's only certain animals that one could eat. However, chaya cheres leisechol, however, there are animals that can live for more than 12 months, and even so, one would not be able to eat them, as mechal the treifa chaya, and therefore we see that treifa can live, and even so, be asa bachila, and ayin rashi, zoysa chaya, zois miyutahu, v'hochi mashma, zois stam behima, shein chaya sechol, v'chaya cheres gegen treifa, da'afal pishi chaya leisechol. And the Gemara continues in Es, v'idach, and according to the Tana of our Mishnah, and according to the Tana that holds that Treifa is in a Chaya, so high Zeis my Ovidle, so what do they do with this word Zeis? And the Gemara explains, Just like we find by the Machzah Shekel that the Pasuk states Zeh Yitnu, and the Pasuk also states B'degei Menorah Zeh Maisa Menorah, when HaKadosh Baruch was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu which behemoth chayes and oifos are kosher and which are not kosher, HaKadosh Baruch who gathered all the behemoth chayes and oifos to the Midbar, and he showed Moshe exactly which ones are kosher and which ones are not kosher. And Ayin Tais is that if this is true, that HaKadosh Baruch who showed these animals to Moshe Rabbeinu, so why is this not listed in Masechtas Menachos by Shleisha Dvarim Shinskashim Moshe Menorah Rish Chodesh V'Shvatim? And similarly, why doesn't it mention Machzah Shekel? And as the Medrash teaches us, Kamin Mat Be'er Se'ish Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe D'Chsiv Zeinu, and Tezit explains Shem Olei Choshev El Midin Niskasha Aval Hani Afal Pisharo Olei Niskash Ben El Shetama Adava Mayuch L'Adam Litin Kofin Nafshai and Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Havchan Hetev V'Leidi L'Yisrael and V'Chein Hocha L'Haris L'Yisrael Ezi Yasur V'Ezi Hu Mutares, and this was used as a teaching method, and he wanted to show them the actual items. And our Gemara now continues, V'idich namim v'boilil chetan rei b'shmol, that how could we say that the Mandama holds that a treifis chaya learns this limud from Zaysa Chaya, if we already use the word Zaysa Chaya for the tan rei b'shmol, and melamed shetofes HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol min umin v'her lei l'mesha v'amaloi Zaysa Chaya v'zays lei seichal. And the Gemara answers, einach nami, that certainly we need this pasuk for the tan rei b'shmol, and if so, the Gemara is, al treifis chaya min ole, and what is the makar for the Mandama that treifis chaya? And the Gemara explains, nafgalei mi'idach tan rei b'shmol, that he learns it from a different brisa that was born in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, and the Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, as they learned in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, and they also dash in the pasuk in Pasha Shmini, and this pasuk is at the end of Perek Yud Aleph, and the pasuk states lahadul bein atami ubein atar ubein achaya nechelos ubein achaya shalise ochel, and since the pasuk tells us ubein achaya shalise ochel, so we see that it's a live animal that is a treifa, and therefore one cannot eat that animal, and as Rashi states afal pishachaya leisechel, and therefore we know that the definition of a treifa is an animal that has a mortal defect, but it could live for more than 12 months. And the Brisa tells us that even though we know the definition, but how do we know how many treifas there are? And the Brisa tells us that this is not actually learned from a pasuk, and instead this is a halacha Moshe Sinai. And as the Brisa states, Elush Men Esu Treifas Shemel Moshe Sinai. And let us keep in mind that our Mishnah did not list the number of treifas, and therefore our Gemara will not ask the next question on our Mishnah. However, since the Tanur Rabbi Shmuel mentioned that there are 18 treifas, so the Gemara asks for Suleka Va'ika, and how can you say that there are only 18 if there are many more treifas, as there's still Baska v'shem Shmeitza, and the simon of Baska refers to four different treifas that are found in various Mishnayos, and Shev Shmeitza refer to seven different memories of Amroyim that are not found in Mishnayos or Braisais, and we will discuss all these 11 on Amud Beis, and the Gemara is bothered that instead of having 18 treifas, we should actually have an additional 11 treifas, and there should be 29 treifas, and we continue on Daf Mem Beis and Beis, and the Gemara points out Bishleim Lutani Didan the Tana Tano the Shaya Asi Bezer Klal, the Bishleim according to the Tana of our Mishnah who doesn't mention a specific number of 18 treifas, so we are not locked into 18 treifas. We certainly could say Tana Vishayer, and all the other treifas will be included in the general rule that is stated at the end of the Mishnah, and as Rashi states Bishleim Lutani Didan Afagav the Tana El Yudches, and even though our Tana also only mentioned 18, but Mikol Makom Tana Minyana the Tana Tana or the Tana Asib Zaklal. However, as we explained, the Gemara is El Tan Dvereshma, the Omma Yudchesh Trefais, the Suleka Va'ika, according to this Brisa that was brought down by the Shiva Rabbi Shmuel. So the Brisa actually stated that there are only 18 Trefais, and Lemaisa we know that there are at least another 11 Trefais. The Gemara will first discuss the first four, which are Mishnayas, and as Rashi brings down that Baska stands for Behemish Nechtaka Raglea, which we will learn in Daf Ayin Vav Manalev, and the Samach Baska refers to Kamach Hasarim B'Shedra, which is the Mishnah Masechtas Alois, and the Gimel refers to Gluda, and the Reish refers to Chirusa, and both of those are discussed in our Perek. And then the Gemara will bring down seven different members of Amroyim, and as Rashi states, V'shev Shmeitza, Sheva Trefa, Shemono Amroyim, V'lei Nishnu B'Mishnah, V'hein Hoyu Mekubolim Merabon. And Rashi continues to bring a cloud that we mentioned in Akdama, that even though when we refer to an animal's legs, we don't differentiate between the front and back legs, and we refer to all of them as legs. However, in the Lashon HaMishnah and the Lashon HaGemara, when the Gemara refers to the hind legs, it refers to them as reglayim, and when it refers to the four legs, it refers to the yadayim. And our Gemara continues and brings the first of the Siman of Bhaskar, and this is the base of Behemoth Shenechta Graglem and Akuva Lamaila Trefa. This refers to an animal whose leg is amputated above the joint of the animal between the Sheik and the Yerech. And as Rashi states, Makum Chiba Sheik Va Yerech. And then Rashi states, Shemifarkana Isomisham Bishasav Shata. And Ayin the Mefarshim will point out that that seems to be a lower part of the leg. Lamaisa Agamar is bothered as to why a Mishnah did not mention this as one of the Trefais. And the Gemara explains that Savalei K'Rav Shimon Elazar Da'amar Yechayel Dud Chavis V'Lichayis, that the Tanava Braisa holds like K'Rav Shimon Elazar, who holds that even if an animal is an amputee, that you can't cauterize that area and it would heal the animal and it would not die, and therefore would not be a trefa, and that's why we did not count this amongst the trefas in our brisa. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that even if we would hold like Rav Shimon Melaza, but afagav the yichel lichvayis v'lichayis, but leman ka'amal etanav v'yishmal and tanav v'yishmal trefa chayis v'yilei, even if it's true that by cauterizing this area of the amputation that the animal can live. However, as we mentioned, that our Gemara's question is specifically on tanav v'yishmal, and as we saw, the tanav v'yishmal holds that a trefa can live, and even so it would be considered a trefa, and therefore l'chayr he should argue on Rav Shimon ben Elazar, as even though it's true that you can heal this animal, however even so it should be a trefa, and therefore this should be a 19th trefa, and we should list it in the brisa. However, the Gemara answers El Sovel Rav Shimon ben Elazar da makshir hi, that even though he doesn't need the reason of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, however ultimately he agrees with the end result of the din of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that if there's a behemoth that nechtachu aglem and akuvel maila, that it's not a trefa, and that's why it's not listed in our brisa. And Ayin Rashi, he quotes from the Tosefta that when Rav Shimon ben Elazar said this halacha, Rav Shimon ben Elazar actually said that's kosher, and he stated mepteishi yichayel lichvayis v'lichayis. However, initially the Gemara felt that clearly Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like the Manda Omar that trefa in a chaya, that since by an animal that's an amputee yichayel he lichvayis v'lichayis, and therefore this animal can live, so certainly it's not a trefa, as Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that trefa is in a chaya. However, the Gemara then explains Tanav Yishmal holds that even though I hold that trefa is chaya, but even so lemaisa a behemah shenechta graglem and akuvu lemaila is not categorized as a trefa. And Ayin Tap Taisis the Dibur Maskel by Ika behemah shenechta graglem, where Taisis bothered that the Mishnah Daf Ayin Vavavam and Al teaches us that nitel tzemes hagidim is a trefa. And why did we ask from this Mishnah on the Tanav Yishmal? And Taisis answers veishloim the Havi Bchal behemah shenechta graglem Ayin Shom. And let's keep in mind that Daf Mem Gilmam and Aleph, the Gemara will actually be chayzer, and the Gemara will actually say that it's possible that the Tanav Yishmal actually will pass like the Tanakama and not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and Behemah Shenechta Raglem and Akuva Lamaila is a trefa, and it will be included in the 18 trefas of the Tanav Yishmal, as we will see at the top of Daf Mem Gilmam and Aleph. And the Gemara now continues with its second question. The simon for this question is a Samach of Bhaskar, and as the Gemara continues, it is for Ikka Chisar and Beshedra, and L'chayr we should have 19 trefas, as if the spinal cord of the animal is deficient, then that would also be a case of a trefa. And the Gemara will now bring Mishnah Masechtas Alois, and we know that although a course will be metame ba'oil, and although we know that a gesayis basim and amaze will be metame ba'oil as well, however, if one only has a very small part of the maze and there is no basar on that part of the maze, then it will not be metame ba'oil, and it will only be metame b'maga over masa. However, shedra shlemo gogel shlemo reiv minyanei reiv minyanei of the corpse will be metame ba'oil. And the Mishnah Masechtas Alois brings machlekes between Beishamay and Beisilal as to how much can be missing from a shedra in order for it to still be considered a shedra and still be metame ba'oil. And our Gemara continues the Tan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Alois, that kama chasar and beshedra, that at what point would a shedra be considered a chasar and therefore would not be metame ba'oil. And Beishamay imish tei chulyes, and Beishamay says that it's missing two vertebrae. Beisilal imim chulya achas, Beisilal is mekel benegeya tumas meis, and he holds that even if the shedra would be missing one vertebrae, then it would still not be metame ba'oil. And the Rabbi Huda Mishmuel v'chein l'treifa, and Rabbi Huda stated in the name of Shmuel that this same machlek is between Beisham and Beisil that is relevant to Tumas Meis is also relevant to an animal that is a treifa. And the case of a treifa would come out that Beishamai is mekel and Beisil is more machber, as according to Beishamai, that until an animal is missing two vertebrae, it is not considered a treifa. However, for Beisil, once it's missing even one vertebrae, it's already considered a treifa. And l'maisa, this should be counted as an additional treifa. And the Gemara answers that in a chanami, this will be counted as one of the yudches treifas. However, even though when we learned our Mishnah, we counted the hemsis and besa kaisas as two separate treifas, trefois. However, the Tanit Rebbe Shmuel counts them and considers them as one trefois. And as the Gemara states, Hemsus Beisa Kaisel Chashavtu Lubitati Chashbinu Bechoda and Apichoda Va'el Choda. And now that those are counted as one, so we would only have 17 trefois, and we would now be able to add in one more trefois, which is Chesaron Beshedra, and Lefi the Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, that would be included in the list of the 18 trefois. And keep in mind that when we learned our Mishnah, we stated that there are 10 different cases where a nekev in an organ causes an animal to become a trefah. However, now that the Gemara taught us that according to Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, the hemsus of Beis HaKaseh Shenikvu L'chutz is counted as one trefah, so we would now only have 9 cases where a nekev in an organ caused the animal to become a trefah. And the Gemara now continues with the third letter of the simen, which was Baskar, and the Gimel will refer to Gluda, and as the Mishnah teaches us on Daf Nun Dalam and Aleph, HaGluda Rameir Machshev HaChom Paislin, and according to Chum, this would be a trefah. Therefore, our Gemara is for Ichagluda, and as Rashi explains, Shenitel Eira V'Hufshetu Kula Imach Meschin Imach Mesmelacha, that the skin of the animal was flayed off the animal, either because it had a disease or because it was doing certain work, and L'Chayr, that should be a 19th trefah. And the Gemara answers that in Chenami L'Fi Rabbanon, that would be a 19th trefah. However, Savla Karmeya the Machshir, however, the Tanit Rebbe Shmuel doesn't count Gluda as one of the trefahs, as he holds a Karmeya that says that Gluda is kosher and is not a trefah. And finally, the Gemara asks the fourth question of the Simon, and the Gemara asks for Ikka Charusa, and the Reish of Baskar stands for Charusa. And once again, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalam and Al teaches us that if an animal is Charusa B'dei Shemayim, that is not considered a trefah, and it's Mashman a Charusa B'dei Adam, it would be a trefah. And Rashi explains that Charusa refers to a shriveled lung. When an animal gets frightened, then its lung will shrivel, and if it shriveled because it was scared of thunder and lightning, then it would not be considered a trefah. However, it would shrivel because it got scared of a person, and for example, a person started screaming, then it would be a trefah. And why did the Tanit Rebbe Shmuel count it as one of the trefahs? And l'chayr, we have 19 trefahs. And the Gemara continues that one of the Yud Ches trefahs that we already saw in the Mishnah was Nikva Hamara, that the gallbladder was punctured, and that halacha is not l'divrei HaKol. And as the Gemara continues, Mara Mank Tani Lo Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, and Apik Mara Va'ayel Charusa, and Tanit Rebbe Shmuel does not hold like the Sheet Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore in his list of trefahs, he doesn't list Nikav Amara, and instead his 18th trefah will be Charusa. And Ayin Rashi, 2 lines from the medium lines of Rashi, as Ve'ika Charusa Diktani Masnisen, and as the Mishnah and Daf Nun Dalam and Al teach us, Ve'eluk Sheris Ve'Charusa B'dei Shemayim Ve'Tanya L'Kamon, and the Brisa will teach us in Daf Nun Hayim Beis that B'dei Adam is a trefah. And Rashi defines the term Charusa as Ve'ezuhu Charusa Kol Shetzam Koreya Shelav V'Niskasha Kecharya Shel Dekel Machma Shavi'isa Adam Mekoyloi. And sometimes it happens b'dei Adam, however, sometimes it happens b'dei Shemayim, as we put on the same case, Mikol Re'im Uborod, v'hi b'dei Shemayim, v'hadr bari, al b'dei Adam, sule hadr bari, and therefore it would be a trefah. Keep in mind that once again, at the end of the Sugya, on Daf Mem Gimel Min Aleph, the Gemara will actually say that it's possible that the Tanit Rebbe Shmuel not only included Nikva Hamara, but also included Charusa, and there would still only be 18 trefahs, as we will see. And the Gemara has now finished asking its questions from the Siman of Baskar, and all of those were from Mishnayis, and the Gemara will now ask questions from 7 different members of Amorayim, as Be'ikah Shev Shmaitza, and number 1, the Amra Masna Haibuka or Samagiris Buchna Da Atma De Shav Meduchte Trefa, that if the ball of the thigh bone actually moves from its place, and not only does it move from its place, but its ligament snaps, then that would be a trefa. And as Rashi explains, Reish Etzem Kol Yaser Yerach the Shav Meduchte Shekafetz Memekoymai, that jumps from its place, Chur Shebe Etzem Al Yeshu Tachabai. And Rashi explains Buka Kamei Buchna, and as we know, there's a pestle that chops things up, Al Gul Reishai, and it's round, the Tachab Bechor Ka'al Yizah Tachab Bechor Machdashas, and just like the pestle that crushes up medicine in a mortar. Why isn't this counted as one of the trefahs? And number 2, V'Amar Rachish Ba'Papa Mishmei Rav Loksa Bekul Ya'achas Trefa, if one of the animal's kidneys become diseased, then it's a trefa, as Rashi states, V'Kol Shkin Shteim, and certainly if both of them become diseased, then it'll be a trefa. And why didn't the Tanit Rebbe Shmuel list this as one of the trefahs? And number 3, V'Tnan, and as we will learn in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Hayam and Aleph, Nitalat Kol Kshira, that if the spleen of the animal was completely removed, then the animal will still not be a trefa and will be kosher. And V'Amar Rav Avir Mishmei Rava Loishon Lo Nital Avol Nikav Trefa, that we only discussing a case where it was completely removed. However, if the thicker part of the spleen is punctured, then it would be a trefa. And why wasn't this counted as one of Yuchas Trefais? And number four, Amrav B'chana Mishmuel, Simanim Shindaldu Berubin Trefa, that if Rav of the Kona and Veshet become detached from the jaw of the animal, then the animal will become a Trefa. The Gemara now brings the fifth, sixth, and seventh things which would be a Trefa by Behemah and should be listed by Tanav Mishmuel, as Amrav Bashil, Amrav Masna Mishmuel, Nekrit Selami Kara Trefa, and in addition, Vigugailish Nech Besa Beruba, and number three, Ubasa Chifas Rav Akaris Beruba. And Rashi explains that the first case of Nekritzela, that Afagat the Tanam Masis and the Shtab Ravtsela, that even though our Mishnah stated that the only time an animal becomes a Trefa is if most of its ribs are broken. However, Zok Rashi, Dafka Nishtabru, Hasam Bit Niruba, that's only where the bones are broken, then there's a requirement to have Rav, our Nekritzela Achaz Meikara. However, even if one rib is actually dislocated, then the animal would already be a Trefa. And the second case that was brought by Rabbi Rav Shila is Gogol Shenechbasa, and Rashi says, that the animal's skull was completely damaged, however, it didn't break the skull and it didn't cut through the Kreim Shalmayach. And if this occurred to Rav of the skull, then it would be considered a Trefa. And finally, the third case was Basa Chefes Rav Akeres. Rashi explains, that if you open up an animal and you cut it up to its length, then you'll be able to see this Basa that covers up most of the Keres, which is the animal's first stomach. And Rashi then goes on to explain the Metzias as behind the Karli Chayfes Reva Keres, Vlei Karli Chayfes Akeres, because Shemir Akeres Nechba Betech Tzilei Sachaza Vasachais Verubim Mechusu Vibasar. And Rashi points out that we already saw in our Mishnah that one of the Trefas was Nikra Reva Chitzayna. This seems to be the exact same case as Shmuel, and Zok Rashi, Shmuel Loi Svirle commanded Parash Lakamon Reva Chitzayna the Masisin Hainu Basa Chayfes Reva Keres Dim Kain Ma'os Shmuel Ashminon. As we will explain, and therefore, based on all these Amroim, we have another seven cases that should be listed as Trefais. How could the Tanya Rishmal state that there's only 18 Trefais? And before we continue, let us point out that although in our Mishnah we already counted 10 different items, that if they became punctured, then they would become a Trefa. However, as we just saw in our Gemara, according to Tanya Rishmal, they would actually only have 8 different cases. Number one, they consider Nekuvas Hemses and Besa Kaisis to be one, and they also remove the Kivas Hamara, as the Kuvas Hamara is only considered Trefa according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel does not hold like Yechida. Therefore, Agamar continues and explains the Kuvi Tamya Havo, as we just mentioned, that the list of Trefais included 8 different organs that were Trefais because they were punctured, and we will actually list them as one group. And as the Gemara states, Kashbino Kichad and Apik Shev, Ayel Shev, and 8 different Trefais now turn into one Trefa, and therefore we only have 11 Trefais, and we will now add the 7 different Trefais of these Amroim, and therefore we would have a total of 18 Trefais. And the Gemara continues and is bothered, Nami and if you're telling me that according to Tanur Yishmol, that any of the Trefais which are similar, they categorize in one grouping, and that becomes like the Ava Trefa, and the rest of them are just Toldais, and if so, Amish listed the case of Psuka and Nifsak Achutshala. Both those cases are puzzled because it was Nifsak, and according to the Tanur Yishmol, they should only be counted as one category, and if so, we still only have 17 Trefais. And the Gemara continues and is also bothered that according to you, that all the cases of Nekuva are all listed as one category, but Va'oid Rav Avir Mishmeid Rav Nami Nekuvahi, and one of the Shev Shmaitza from these Amroyim was the case of Avir Mishmeid Rav, who taught us by the trial that and that is also a case of Nekuva, and we shouldn't count it separately. Therefore, the Fiat Tanur Yishmol, we're really down to 16 Trefais. And we continue on Daf Mem Gimel Min Aleph, and the Gemara answers, Elahanach Tati Da'afkas Loi Tepoch. And when Maisa previously, when the Gemara asked questions from the Simon of Baskar, the Gemara explained that we don't count Behemah Shenechter Raglam in Akuva L'Maila, as the Tanur Yishmol holds like Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, that's not considered Trefa. So number one, we would say that he actually does not hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and he actually holds like Tanakama, and he actually holds it's a Trefa, and that would be number 17. And in addition, when the Gemara asked for Ikka Gluda, and the Gemara responded that Savala Karameya de Machsher, that the Tanur Yishmol holds a Karameya that says that it would be Kosher. However, we would now say that Tanur Yishmol actually holds like the Chachamim, as in the case of Gluda, the Behema would be a Trefa, and Lefida Tanur Yishmol, this would be the 18th of the Trefais. We explained our Gemara based on the top Rashi and Daf Mem Gimel Mem Aleph that states Al Hanaf Ta'afkas Behem Shenechtok Raglev Vagluda. However, Ayn Rabbeinu Geshem Hanaf Ta'afkas Loi Tapik Hamsi Sumara Ayn Shem. The Gemara now continues Amo Ula Shmoyne Mine Treifus Nemrula Lemesh Mesinai. That even though based on Lach Lemesh Mesinai, we know that there are 18 categories of treifus. However, all treifus can be categorized into 8 categories, as we explained when we learned Akdama Nekuva Psuka Netula Chasura Krua Drusa Nefula and Shvura. The Gemara tells us that this list of Ula is Lafuke Lakusa de Rachish Bar Papa, that he is coming to specifically exclude the case of Rachish Bar Papa. And as we saw on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, the Rachish Bar Papa stated Mishmei Rav Loksa B'Kolya Achas is a Treifa, and Ula would be Chilik on the Shita, and he would hold that Loksa B'Kolya Achas would not be considered a Treifa. The Gemara now continues that certainly the Kuvas Ahemses and Beis HaKaisais counted as one category, and therefore in our Mishnah we really saw 9 different cases where if an organ developed a nekev and it was punctured, that would be a treifa. And nikav avesha the krem shalmeich the lev rea keva the mura coin to Rabbi Yehuda the dakin the keres haprimi. And finally, the hemses and basic cases which were counted as one. And our Gemara continues amachir barav shmei the treifas yesh benekuva, that in the category of nekuva there are 8 different treifas im taimatesha. And if you will say there's actually 9, but mura Rabbi Yehuda tani law. But as we stated, nikav mura is only according to the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Nikva Kiva Nikva Dakim Trefa, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Af Nikva Hamara, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda adds in, and if the gallbladder was punctured, then that would also make the animal a Trefa, and Lamaisa he's a Das Yachid. That's why Chia Barav stated that Shmoy the Trefa is Yesh Bin Akuva, as he did not include the case of Nikva Hamara, as Rashi states, Vim Taimates Yesh Taha Ikonami Mora, Nahi Yechidahi Veles Hilchas Kavasei, and Rashi is bothered Alachir. One of the Shev Shmaitza was also a case of Nikev, and as we saw, Ravir Mishmed Rava stated that Nikev Atchel will also be a Trefa. Zok Rashi Ud Ravir Les Lelechia, and that's why Rav Chia Bar Rav only stated that Ches Trefa is Yesh Bin Akuva, and he didn't mention 9th case, Ayin Shom. Ayin Rashi points out that when Ula stated Ches Mine Trefa is Nemula Lemesh Mesinai, and he brought down the case of Nekuva, Psuka, Netula, Chasura, Kura, Drusa, Nefula, and Shvura, and Rashi explains that Netula includes La Kaved, and the Fula is Naflam and Agag, and Gluda's Bechal Natula Shenital Ira, as his skin came off and is taken off of the animal, and Nechtukar Gleb Bechal Chasura, the Shaf Menduchte Bechal Natula, the Chay Nidalu Simon of Akiris Sela, the Chavisis Gulgulis Bechal Shvura, Ubasa Chayfa Hainakura, Ayin Rashi. And finally, Ayin Rashi and Diba Maskal, Loi Tapeg. Rashi is bothered that there are multiple different trefas that are listed later on, and he brings examples from Daf Mem Zayin, and Rashi points out that those are all included in the Av of Reya Shenikva Oisha Chasra, and these are Toldos, and as we stated that the Rambam states that there are actually 80 Trefais. The way that we have to think about Yudchas Trefais is that Yudchas Trefais are similar to the Avos Melachos or Avos Nezikin, and there are really many Toldos. And also, as Taisus points out, that according to some and the Amrim, there is no concept that there are only 18 Trefais that are Halacha L'Mishim Sinai, and according to some there may be less, and according to others there may be more. I am Shum, and we will stop over here.